Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode with yours truly. I am actually coming to you all live today. Let me connect my AirPods so you can hear me where I'm not screaming it on actual speaker. All right, hello. Excited in a sense about today's episode, but I just wanted to, before we begin, we're going to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day. Thank you, Father God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for giving us the ability to choose peace. And thank you, Father God, for being in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm just excited about today's episode. And the reason why I'm excited about today's episode is because it's something that God is dealing with me on, and sometimes I struggle with it, sometimes I don't struggle with it, and, you know, God gives me clarity, conviction, and also confirmation as far as what I'm supposed to do. So today's episode is titled, It's Given a Peace of Mind. And that's something we need to really sit under and grasp. I know I do, because there's a lot of stuff that is going on that can grab your attention. But thank God that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Thank God that he is revealing himself more and more and depthly inwardly so we can grow outwardly. In Jesus' name, I just thank you. I just thank you for the ability that he gives us to shed light on some things, even while we're going through, because sometimes, you know, come on, Christians, we know that some of us can give you the cookie cutter store, the polished store, but God is trying to deliver some people even while we are yet in the midst of some things, right? So I wanted to talk about, there are several different scriptures that came to mind that God has been giving me as it pertains to peace. So before we dig into these scriptures, I want to break down on an elementary level, what is peace? Okay, and according to dictionary.com, this is what peace says. And I just took the first definition because what it actually said was very powerful. And it says peace is freedom from disturbance. I was like, wow. And that is powerful. Peace is free. No matter what is going on, you have freedom and you are not disturbed by situations that come up or what others do. Okay? And that's something that is really, it shows so much growth and maturity when you're actually going through something, is that you are free from whatever. You're not disturbed by what comes your way. You rest in God, and ties into how this definition ties into what God is saying. So as I got to thinking about what peace is, I said, okay, well, what is actually peace? What happens when you have peace, right? So what typically happens when you have peace, God was showing me, is that you have self-control, right? So when you have peace, you have self-control because you are free from disturbance. Yes, it's going on around you, but it's not bothering you inwardly, okay? And it's not actually reflecting on your actions and how you treat other people or your next move, right? Also, when you have peace, you have a clear mind and you're able to process things thoroughly. Now, let me tell you something. When you're able to process things thoroughly, that is an amazing thing because some of us, like myself, I'm guilty of it. Some of us are not able to process things thoroughly because we have sometimes spirit of anxiety. Then you have many different things that's going on, right? And when you're not able to have a clearer mind, you can't process things thoroughly and you make wrong decisions, right? As a result of not moving and staying in the peace that God has given you, okay? Thirdly, when you have peace, you have the ability to be free. Like dictionary.com said, you are free from disturbance. You have freedom from disturbance. So nothing, like one scripture says that you shall be planted, you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, living water, and you should not be moved, right? So you are able to be free, and free means just a clear conscience and rest. To me, that's what free means. It's in having a clear mind where you're not just zoomed in and focused on certain things. Next, the last one is rest. So when you have peace, you can rest physically, emotionally, and mentally. And these are all different benefits of what peace actually gives you. It gives you self-control, you have clear thoughts, able to process things thoroughly, able to be free, and you're able to rest physically and emotionally and mentally. And to rest emotionally, especially women, come on, mentally and physically, that is a big step of maturity. So I want to go over to, we're going to read from Isaiah 26:3. And I wrote this scripture down, and it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now, if we are to take this simple verse in part, we have to do something in order to receive something. And it's not an easy thing to do, but what this is saying is, the Lord will keep us in perfect peace. It's his duty to keep us in perfect peace, but only if our mind is stayed on him, right? So our mind has to be stayed on him, and by staying on him, that means we fully trust in him regardless of what is going on. And I wanted to talk about this peace because, like I said, God is dealing with me on peace, but also in time of back to school where the kids are going back to school. And we know there are many different things that may come up as it pertains to parenting and school and different involvements and kids having friends and kids may do certain things that you may not agree with as parents, but God is telling us that we need to have peace. Peace so we can make the right decision. Peace so we can process things thoroughly. Peace so that we can practice self-control. Because I'm not one. I haven't been down this road, but I do know that there are people in this world that if you do not have peace, sometimes you overreact and you could possibly discipline your child in a manner where you're not practicing self-control, okay? And you could have, you could have the authorities call on you because you can't practice self-control because you feel some type of way about something that may happen in your life, and as a result of that, your child catch the brunt of it. Or you could feel a certain way about a report you got from school or what have you. But we believe in God for the good this year. We're believing God for change this year. We're believing God for safety this year in the name of Jesus for all our children, okay? So this is something that we have to do. We have to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. And for me, that means, okay, focus on him, who he is to you, who he has been to you, what he has done for you internally, outwardly, just It could be something that he has given you, a promotion. It's just so many things that we can do to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. And sometimes, even if that means you have to say Jesus, 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 while going through something, you say Jesus, 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 okay? Something comes up, Jesus, keeping my mind stayed on you. And at that time, you recall the victory. You recall what he has done for you. It's easier said than done. And I'm just telling you that as I provide this message to you, God is just getting the glory, because it's none of me, it's all of him, because I'm going through just as well as you're going through. We're in this world, but we're not of it, okay? And in verse 12, it said, Lord, you will establish. Hold on, hold on. I got to go back because I made a note. In Isaiah 26:3, it said, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. So I got to thinking, okay, I was reading another scripture translation, and it says, because he fully relies in you. So what does trust mean? You fully rely on him. You don't rely on what you see. You don't rely on what you hear. You don't rely on your past experiences. You fully rely on God. You trust in him. That's what trust means, fully rely, meaning to surrender what you're used to, what you have been through, to what you know him to be for you, okay? So let's talk about verse 12. It said, Lord, you will establish peace for us, my God. When I read this, I was like, hallelujah, because it is him who established peace for us. It's not us that's going to establish peace for ourselves. You know, even, I mean, like I said, it can be some difficult conversations you have to have. And it's the Lord that established peace for you. And you could feel like you're being dealt with unjustly and you want to seek revenge. You could be trying to plead your case. It's just a manner of things that you could try to do to bring peace, right? But it says, Lord, you will establish peace for us. So it is the Lord that's going to establish peace for you. And in order for him to establish peace for you, you have to fully trust in him, and that's taking your hands off of it. Even though we are so quick to want to put our hands on it because we want to control something, right? We want to control the narrative of how things go, right? And it said, before you have also done all our works in us. So we can't take the credit for the growth that we have. It is Jesus who have done all the work in us. So the maturity that someone sees in you is not because of you or because of myself. It is because of what the Lord has done for us in our lives. It's because of, you know, those hard lessons that the Lord has to teach us, you know, the chastening, the conviction, the confirmation. It could be the mentoring. It's just a lot of things that the Lord have done in you, and he wants you to know that it is because of him that you fully have peace, and he is the only one that can establish peace for you. So don't take it upon yourself. Know that the Lord is going to establish it. But hold on, it says you will establish peace for us. So if you don't have peace, go to the word of God and see what the Lord is telling you as it pertains to the peace that he's trying to establish in you. What actions do he want you to take? What character do he want you to have? So the next scripture I want to talk about is over in Isaiah. I said, Lord, you're doing a great work in Isaiah. So let me see if I can pull that up. And this was kind of like a long one. So I said, I wrote it down, but I said, I'm going to come back to it. It is Isaiah 53, verse 5. All right. Okay, so it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. That means our sin. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, meaning beating, for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's something that came up in my spirit, and I just had to pause right there because I looked at many different translations, but nothing really hits home like this translation, which is the New King James Version. And it says, but he was wounded. Wounded, hold on. Let's go to each line. Wounded, bruised, chastised. Man, that's a terrible whooping and beating for the sake of someone else, for the sake of us. This is something that he has done. So all of the beating and different emotions and different ways that the enemy is trying to pull us, Jesus already went through that. So why are we being wounded, being bruised, and being chastised for peace when he has already given us? So I know that there are some things that it's difficult to deal with. But I want you to take on the mindset as parents in this new school year, as adults in this new season of your life, to know that you don't have to be beat up by the enemy or beat up by whatever situation that comes up or whatever someone is saying. You don't have to take on that. You can fully trust in the Lord. That means you fully rely on the Lord. Yes, what happened was right. Yes, you wish you could change that. Yes, you want to say your last word or get your last word in. But at the end of the day, to be honest with you, at the end of the day, will you say everything you want to say or do everything that you want to do? Will you really have peace about it? Typically, no. We can say or give our two cents about something, but we can always have that narrative in our mind to say that there is something else that we could have said, or you didn't like what someone had said after you said what you said. So now you're living with more grief or more, you're dealing with more issues than if you would have just rested in God's peace, if you would have just practiced self-control, because there are some moments that the Lord is going to give you to speak on. Trust and believe he will. He will give you the boldness to do so. But there are also many, many seasons where he calls you to be quiet. He calls you to be in that peace that Isaiah 26:3 tells us he will keep us in perfect peace. It ain't something we got to do. What we have to do is keep our mind stayed on him. And that's not on what the news is saying. As they're saying, the COVID variant and it's just spiking back up. That's not on what the news is saying. That's not on what the TV is showing on, you know, different commercials. There's just so many different things to try to catch your attention or gravitate to your spirit to tell you, you are not who God says you are. You are not going to be healed, or you will not be saved, or remember when you did this. It's just many different images that are placed into our mind based on what may come up, what we may hear, but that does not define you, and that does not give you peace. So as we enter this new season and enter this new school year, I just want to say a prayer for you all before I go, because many of us, like I said, we wrestle with so many things because we want to be with our children every step of the way. I mean, I can at least say that, you know, I always want to be with my children every step of the way to protect them from this, that, and the third. But ultimately, I can't protect them from anything. I resort back to with my mom. She wasn't with me everywhere, but she was a praying mom. Did I have to go through some hard lessons? Yes, I had to go through some hard lessons. And I learned, but that matured me into who I am called to be today, who I am today. It's a product of having a praying mom, but not just having a praying mom, but having a Heavenly Father who I develop a relationship with at an early age. And I know every household dynamic is different, but God is trying to give us peace. And in order to give us peace, we have to know who he is, ultimately. We have to know who he is, not who a person is to you, but who he is. Thank you, Lord, because you show us who you are to us, not to hurt us, but you're showing us who we are to you, because no one can ever do you like Jesus. You know, there could be some things that disappoint you, to be honest with you, but at the end of it all, if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus and fully rely on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. We have peace throughout the world, the word of God, right? And he said he's the one who's going to establish peace for you. So, my sisters and brothers, whatever you are dealing with, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you and just say thank you. Thank you for giving us perfect peace. Thank you, Father God, for your heart for your children. Even those ones that have gone astray, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word said all things can work together for the good of them that are called according to your purpose. We thank you because we may not see it right away, but we know that you are working all things together for our good. And I thank you for giving us seasons to be bold, seasons to be humble and to be quiet, seasons to listen to you, seasons to continuously press forward and practice self-control, because that's what peace is, practicing self-control. Because if dictionary.com says it's freedom from disturbance, that is self-control, because you're not reacting to what is going on. You know, it can be a brawl down the street, but you're not reacting to it. You are free. We have a clearer mind. We're able to process things thoroughly. And I'm just asking, Father God, that someone, even if it's one that you touch their lives, Father God, touch their lives like never before, Father God. Grant them the peace that they need, Father God. You know the areas where they need the peace, Father. You know the areas where I need the peace, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that your word said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there shall you be in the midst. We thank you for maturing us. We thank you for confirmation. We even thank you for conviction and chastisement, because it's not for our downfall. It's for our upspring, and Lord, it's for us to help someone else. It's for us to be developed into your character, because we are following after you. Each of us have different spiritual levels. Each of us have different spiritual gifts. But we know that in all things, you can use all things. You use Moses. He ain't think highly of himself because he stuttered. You use Abraham. I mean, you know, he knew the fact that he won't in childbearing age, but you granted him, it said it was counted unto him as righteous because he believed you, Father God. Even those that don't believe, but they, I mean, Lord, you counted unto them, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. Thank you for a clear mind. We thank you for peace that we will rest in you. And we thank you for safety, Father God. We pray for safety for these children, Father God, that are in the county system, that is in the public system, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that there will be no incidents or accidents that come against them, Father God. Give us the right word to say. Give us the right discipline to do as you see fit. In the name of Jesus. Less of us and more of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. Now that was, God is doing, you know, some mighty things. And I just pray that we continuously yield to him and know that it's given peace of mind this year. We're going to have peace, even if we got to fight for it. Until next time, this is Mary. Thank you for taking the time to listen to tonight's episode. For more information on booking products, services, you are welcome to visit motivationalmary.com. Remember to live on purpose, laugh often, and learn something new in Christ.